Shalom, this is Billy Brim, and I just want to thank every one of you for coming on this line this morning so that we can mix and mingle our voices in prayer to our Father. And I want to thank you who came to Branson, Missouri, and made this the very best autumn assembly we've ever had. Oh, my goodness, there are no words for it. It will be archived for a while. I'm not sure they have it up yet. But on our webpage, it will be archived. If not now, the tech team, they have to get from, they're out at Prayer Mountain this morning. They've moved all of our equipment. We still be leaving for that van, that truck, that we can have all of our equipment on it so we can move it more easily. But they worked hard, and they've got it all out at Prayer Mountain. And so there will be noon prayer streamed live today. I just, again, want to thank every one of you for being a prayer warrior. My goodness, when all of the darkness is around, Chip preached on arising, we can arise in prayer and arise up to the very creator of the universe says, all creation, and here we are seated at his own right hand. One of the things, I'll just give you a couple of news items first, and then we'll get right on our prayer. The U.S. did something good, very good today. Friedman, our ambassador to Israel, signed some papers. Netanyahu and Friedman signed new versions of agreements that will allow cooperation of research and science and all kinds of things over the green line. That means over into what the world calls the West Bank, because our president and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced last month that the Trump administration no longer views Israeli settlements in Judea and Samaria as being illegal. So the U.S. Has turned its declaration that these settlements are not illegal, and it expands all kind of cooperation, scientific research, all kinds of things that were forbidden before. So that's something that maybe escapes people in the news, but it's happening, and it's a blessing for Israel. Israel needs President Trump to be reelected. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, another item today that's risen up big on the news is that Iran is building an underground nuclear facility, and Tehran may soon regain the ability to sneak out of weapons. Reports by the International Atomic Energy Administration and the media on Tuesday and Wednesday confirm Iran is building a new centrifuge facility in the mountains around Natanz, starting a new and dangerous chapter in the nuclear standoff. The new facility is Iran's response to attempts to block one of its potential paths to leapfrog to a nuclear weapon faster. Building it underground will make it harder to strike. Now, this is Israel has been bombing. everybody thinks it's Israel. All this is in response to the dozen or so explosions of Iranian facilities this summer, especially the one in the beginning of July. On July 2nd, the Islamic Republic's primary advanced centrifuge facility for enriching uranium at Natanz went up in flames. Nobody has said for sure who did this, but everyone knows that it is Israel. And so now they're building something. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. These things... Rasapatanya, there is a war. I don't know when the time is right for it, but it can't be ahead of schedule. It has to be just when it, God will win it supernaturally. Ezekiel 38 and 39, and this will propel us into the fast lane for what we call the end of days. Now, here we are with the elections coming up. We had powerful prayer. And out at the tent, which we did not put this online, we may or may not. We're not sure about it. It was so powerful, and the prophetic word so strong through Brother Copeland. So now today, how do we pray? When you pray, you don't want to undo things you've already done. So I was thinking and praying about how to pray. I do want to announce that the Kenneth Copeland Ministries will be having up-to-date election coverage on election night. It's America Stands, and you can go on KCM, America Stands, and you can find out how to get that. There are many, many ways that you can watch it. I was sitting next to Terry Pearson. She's on our board. And I was sitting next to her at our annual board meeting, and they're a member of the AP now. They're going to get feeds as fast as the ones on the major networks. So it'll be a place for you to watch a faith broadcast of the election coverage. Now, here's what I think we're supposed to do. We have to emphasize cities, riots, all kinds of things because of what happened in Philadelphia. All kinds of things stirred up today against cities. Well, we have to remember that this is satanic on either side. Either side, Satan wants to push it to the brink. So here we are, and we have authority in our areas. We need to take our authority over the demons behind the riots, yes, and we need to take our authority, every one of us, over the voting processes where we live. Over, for me, it's a little school and other places that I can, of course, branch out my authority over the greater Branson area. But take authority right now because people are voting early. It's a record early vote. So right now, in the name above every name, we're going to take our authority. Now, you have to do this authority taking. The Lord showed me when I did the book, The Blood and the Glory, you have to do it morning and night. Because he actually, I do my authority taking with the prayer early in the morning, and then at nighttime I just plead for the blood. But he accuses you. He is the accuser of the brethren morning and night, it says in Revelation chapter 12. So we answer that with our authority. We are seated up at the heavens, in the heavenlies, and we have a ministry there. Especially, we must take our habitational authority where you live. Oh, my goodness, we get the reports of how things were stopped in places where someone sitting in their seat, a riot was approaching right to the corner of the street. We don't have authority over the people, but the people are driven by devils. So here we go. And the first thing we're going to do is we're going to take our authority over the voting processes. So we begin with, oh, how we just praise you, Father, for the book of Ephesians. How marvelous and wonderful it is. Father, I pray that you will bring us revelation on that book of Ephesians, which is our, oh, it's our guide right now. It's who we are right now. It's Obranda. It's helping us. Ilobranda. And you want us to manifest yourself to the principalities and powers in the heavenlies. That's your plan of the ages. And here are the people on this line, Father, who want to do that. And we want to know how to do it better and more effective. God of our Lord, now we'll pray. Yeshua HaMashiach, give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him. Let the eyes of our understanding be enlightened that we may know what is the hope of his calling, the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and the exceeding greatness of your dunamis power, which is to usward who believe, and is according to the working of your mighty power, which you wrought in the anointed one, when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your own right hand, far above all principality, power, might, dominion, every name that's named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. You put all things under his feet, and you gave him head over all things to the ecclesia, the assembly, the church, which is his body, the fullness of him which filleth all in all. And we, who were dead, slain by our trespasses and sins, but God, you who are rich in mercy, and to satisfy your great love for which you loved us, when you quicken the head, you quicken the body together with him. When you raise the head, you raise the body together with him. When you seated the head, you seated the body together with him. And now we are seated right there at your side, at your right hand, Father. We are in Jesus Christ. And there, from there, we are going to rule and reign just like you told us to. It is written in Romans 5:17, they which have received abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in this life, right now where we are, through one Jesus Christ. Oh, we're so glad and we're so thankful that according to the book of Colossians, you translated us out of the kingdom of darkness and any control they might have had over us, and now they're under our feet. Holy Father, thank you so much for this right, but also this responsibility. God, help us now. Fill us now, our mouths with utterance. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I take authority over you demons, from the top to the lowest imp. You will not have anything to do with the elections in Greater Branson, Missouri, all these towns around here. I take authority over you. You are not going to Ila Marasanda. You are not going to Rista de Makaya. There will be no fraud. I bind you, paralyze you, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It is written, whatever is bound on earth is bound in heaven, and I bind you, Satan. You will not be able to Rosta de Makaya Hamarakanda, alter in any way a ballot. In any way. You are bound. I see you with the blood of Jesus, Rosta de Makaya. I see you with ropes of the blood. You're just tied up in them. You cannot move. You cannot move to men's minds. In the name above every name, Jehovah Yeshua, in the name, I command and demand you get off the heads of those who are God's own but would make a mistake in their voting. I command and demand you cease and desist in talking to them. I command and ask to the Micaiah. I'm talking about right here and right now. I'm talking about right here and right now. Me hishandalabrahasata the Micaiah, Nicoladandi Nicobrate. You will not, in the name, you will not steal. Ishandalahubrate, Lavratosh, and Micaiah, Nicalabara, Macalacodenia, Nicobrate. And now, folks, let's go into the Spirit. And we're asking you, Holy Father, you gave us this powerful language. And we are mixing and mingling our voices today with utterance from heaven. I'm asking you, all these faithful people on this line, I'm asking you to give us a corporate prayer that would be as powerful as those corporate prayers they prayed, as are recorded in the New Testament, when the building shook. Oh, Satalamaya. Ke Tedivahalabatus Kotonji de Kabra. all of these states, Lord, that are on this line, and the countries that are on this line, and the Rabasata, the prayers go up so fast, as we heard from Brother Dean Braxton. They come to you so fast, faster than any Romalantantia. They are immediate, and they go into you, Holy Father, and you answer them. Oh, how wonderful. What a wondrous plan that you would give us, as is written in 1 Corinthians 14. He that speaks in an unknown tongue, he that prays in an unknown tongue, speaks not unto man but unto God, for no man understands him. Howbeit in the Spirit, he speaks mysteries. Eastern, in the east, Lord, we lift up the east. Cables, the cables, we lift up the cables. Course, somebody, don't be afraid, don't be afraid. My God reigns, my God reigns. He shuttled, oh, Peppa, oh. Tenebra, tush, get in the apur, pacala, caladino. Marriage, the marriage, I lift up the marriage, Father. Pioneers, the pioneers, Lord, we lift up the pioneers. By and by, holy, it's holy. Oh, God, it's so holy. My God, my King, He's my King. Reigning, oh God, reigning in life as a King. Ishatoriata, Amai, Shondor Kotoshke. Kelebrahalatu takalakata hashete. Kalabri kalakolianto tedigahalabra tedigohoshat. Oh, Ramakalakaladin, yana kobrakai, yana kahalabaleti, torogombrakalagalan, dedigabara, mani, toranda, vi, eneme tohoshani, ano. Holy One, my God and King, shepherds, the shepherds, Lord, I lift up the shepherds in Jesus' name, I lift up the shepherds, the Torah, life, Father, life. Oh, Father, in Jesus' name, the blood, the precious blood, we plead the blood of Jesus. We plead the blood over our own minds. Over our own spirits and our own bodies. To be shandalabatonda, healthy and mangaragobrandele bashonde, and able and anointed ala prondele vrabasanda, to stay on the wall, to stay in the seat above every sondalamakaya. I pray for the prayers, Lord. Pray for the people on this line. Not to cast away the confidence. Oh, Father, Bahala Barata Shanto, the Gotoshka de Ateva, Calabra Baha Sote de Baratushka Tonche de Barakatali Dover, Barakatanja. Oh, Father, you're so wondrous. Wondrous in working. You're so marvelous, so wondrous. How we do praise you, how we do worship you and adore you and magnify you. Oh, Father,
Elibrato shande de goshakta kotonja.
And we will not. We will take our authority. And the red scourge, the communistic, socialistic demons will not have our territories. In the name above every name, the communistic, red, socialistic demons will not operate in my habitational authority. And now let us put our hands toward Washington, D.C. In the name above every name, Jehovah Yeshua. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We do say, you demonic spirits that have held nations captive, you're not holding ours. In the name of Jesus, you are not holding our capital cities. You are not holding Washington, D.C. You're powerless and paralyzed in this nation. Oh, Haramakaya.
Father, we thank you for every liberty. We thank you for every freedom. Help us hold on to them. Help us hold on to them. It is written in Revelation, hold fast that which you have. Father, we ask you to forgive us for letting loose of some of them. But we ask you to give them back to us. And we ask you to help us hold fast. The right to meet and worship freely. Oh, Galamarati Shandorokombraka, the right to assemble, Father. We even have seen that attacked. But we did not let it go. And we are not letting it go. And we thank you for the surprises. There are going to be some surprises on Election Day. Going to be some surprises in states that go another way. Another way. Another way than men thought they would go. Oh, Father. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Kohola barati shanto, ke ne valatore bakala kaletino. Kobra kalakaya nananaha shanda de kohopa noche. Pleasant surprises. Kofrita, kofrita, kofrita. Oh, Father, the hand of the Lord. We just thank you. That we will see the hand of the Lord, the Spirit of the living God. Oh, Patishando lo comprete di vraporia bacalanicio. Iliva baracora bacalacaladino no no nombre, hishato, afraid. Don't be afraid. Irimacora macalabala bashon de di baratoshete, hishano no no nombre, Father. Oh, you're so good, you're so good, you're so good that you would let us work with you. Oh my, Father, Father, that you would let us work with you. And we ask you for the miraculous miracles, divine intervention in the ordinary course of nature. We are asking you for divine intervention, Lord, for miracles, miracles, miracles at the hand of God.
Now, Lord, we just want to thank you for Psalm 91, that no plague will come nigh our dwelling. We thank you for what he did, as is recorded in Isaiah 52:53. We thank you for what your faithful servant, Jesus Christ, did for us. How he bore our sicknesses and carried our pains. How grateful I am, Lord. How thankful I am. I just can't say thank you enough. I just praise you for it. Keep all of these praying people healthy, Lord, manifesting in their lives what Jesus did for them. They're soldiers that we need strong. Strong, strong, strong. Strong, strong, strong. Strong. Oh, Father, Ilibaratasha, we know that we are a prayer force. And we know that when we ask anything according to your will, it is written. Apostle John wrote it. If we ask anything according to your will, you hear us. And if you hear us, we have the petition we asked of you. Oh, Lord, for the privilege of prayer, how thankful we are. Ile barasote calabrato hushande de cabrata. Yes, and we continue to thank you that those who are your very own, but the enemy had deceived them. We just want to thank you that they're waking up. We've prayed about it. You ask us to. And we say to Satan, in the name above every name, and we have said to him, in the name above every name, get your hands off their heads. And so, Father, we just do thank you. We just do thank you. We just do praise you that you're rescuing those who are your very own, and you are, oh, Baratashanda, freeing their minds from deception. Oh, Rabashita Lato, Titigotahashata, so many are young, Lord. Ikala Baratishko. Lord, we just thank you for the privilege of prayer. I want to thank you again, Holy One, for everyone who came or everyone who watched and prayed with us online. Thank you for the Autumn Assembly, Lord. I want to praise you for it. I want to praise you for what you did, your presence that was there. Bless the people and heard us and used us. Oh, God, you used the people. They're your people. You said to Paul, I've got much people in this city. Lord, you have much people. And thank you for using them, and thank you that they're waking up to even know the glory of your inheritance inside them. They're your inheritance to use, to be blessed, to bless through. Just thank you for your wonderful, wonderful ways. Oh, Holy One, oh, Holy One. And this day, Lord, right here where I am, it's the beginning of a day. Other places, the end of a day. The Netherlands ending the day over there. But, oh, Holy One, this day, have your way in our lives, whether it's the beginning or the ending. Have your way, Holy One. We worship and adore you and magnify you and magnify you and magnify you together. You are holy and we love you. In the name above every name, amen and amen. God bless you, dear, dear, dear ones.
Shalom, shalom.